Hello. Given that we haven't plummeted into the Atlantic Ocean or landed on top of a house in Estate in Stevenage or Plough Keepsie or whatever it's called, we're here in the United States about to go on tour. Amazing. So that's the power of technology for you.
Listening to the Reckless Eric Radio Show with your host,
Reckless Eric.
WERS, the worst thing on the internet.
guys thought that was a bit of a teeny bopper record when it came out. Yeah, of course, Black Sabbath. Oh dear, I don't want to turn into him, do I? Into that Osborne character. Is he called Ronnie? No, Ozzy. Ozzy Osborne, that's right. There, I'm turning into him. Anyway, I was in a group that had to play that song. We didn't really get anywhere. I didn't think I was part of the we that was the group. I was just the bass player. I'd like to read you from my book about how it was, because I've got quite a lot to talk about here. This is from 1973. I went into Gough and Davy, the big music shop in the middle of town. While I was there, I asked the young assistant if I could put an advert on the notice board. He asked me what it was for, and I told him I played the bass. Come with me, he said. I wasn't sure what was going on. He looked round warily and led me into the stock room, which seemed to be full of hard-looking local lads. I thought I was going to get beaten up. One of them said, "What you got here?" And the assistant said, "This lad plays the bass." They'd been looking everywhere for a bass player, and preferably one who could sing a bit too. I lied about this. I'd never really done it, but I'd always fancied myself as Billy Fury. But this wasn't exactly Billy Fury. They were called Dirty Henry, and they were working on a two-pronged attack. Three 20-minute sets for the clubs, and a hard rock set for other engagements. Other engagements meant the Trog Bar on Manchester Street. It was all done out inside with fiberglass and plaster over chicken wire, lots of stalactites and built-in lighting. It filled up every night with whole lads in high-waisted trousers, platform shoes and feather haircuts. They came to pull birds, drink lager and pick a fight. There was a stage at one end, and on it there was always a three or four piece group doing David Bowie covers and Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan. Dirty Henry were a bit different to that, because their set was going to include Smoke on the Water, Paranoid and Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight by Fleetwood Mac, posing as Al Vance and the Valiants on the B-side of Man of the World. I had to meet them that night in a church hall in East Hull for an audition. The shop assistant played the drums. He was a bit pro. He had a red Premier kit with all the attachments that he bought round himself in a car. There were three guitar players. The leader was a Hull lad called Tom Park. He was a bit older than the others, married with a kid and living in a terrace slum in the shadow of the Reckitt and Coleman factory. And I mean slum. There was a foot of water under the floorboards and the toilet was in the yard. It had no bathroom, no hot water, and outside there was a continuous and overwhelming stench of sewage. Tom was unemployed, but he was always cheerful and optimistic. He was determined to make a go of the group. One of the other guitar players was a tall, chubby-looking kid called Jerry. He was pale and flabby with a red-hennaed Bowie haircut and a high voice. Tom told me that Jerry's balls had never dropped. Apparently he could have had an operation to sort it out, but his mum couldn't be bothered with it and he didn't have a dad. Jerry was smartly dressed. He wore brown high-waisted trousers that were the same width as his ample bottom all the way down to the turn-ups. The top half of him was clad in an open neck shirt with a huge collar that stretched from shoulder to shoulder across his grey blazer. He had a really cool Futurama guitar, ice blue with four pickups, and when he played, he exuded hopelessness. He had a job in a local nightclub, Bailey's, which was where the lads and lasses went after the Trog Bar shut. The third and final guitar player was a psycho factory worker with a moustache. He was called Tony, which is pronounced Turney in Hull. He was almost exactly like Begbie in Trainspotting. As far as I could tell, he was only in the group because he had a job, which meant he could afford a Gibson Flying V and an amplifier. He was Tom's brother-in-law. He was rubbish on the guitar. He let me have a go while the others were setting up. I'd never played a quality guitar before. It was really easy. I did my John Lee Hooker meets Bo Diddley through Lou Reed in the Velvet Underground. Their heads turned in astonishment and Tom said, "Fucking hell." I don't think Tony was very pleased about that, but once again I was in, and this time I'd done it on ability rather than mere ownership of a bass guitar. It didn't take long to get without Tony. He muttered something about art students, and at the next rehearsal he wasn't there. Neither was his amplifier, which was a shame because Tom had used that, claiming some sort of lead guitarist prerogative, leaving Tony to plug into the nasty foul PA system that came with the hall. Jerry was a bit more difficult. He lasted about 3 or 4 rehearsals. He had the sheet music to loads of Bowie numbers, so it was worth hanging on to him until we'd learnt them, or at least copied out the chords. He was a nice guy, but he just hadn't got it. Fortunately, the pressure of his job forced him to leave. And then we were a free piece. Guitar, bass and drums. Or we would have been if the drummer hadn't got a better offer. He was gone after 2 rehearsals, so that left me and Tom and a succession of quickly disillusioned drummers. At one point, we had a vocalist, but he fancied himself as a professional. He was a member of the VAA, the Variety Artists Association, and we weren't. Not yet, anyway, but we were going to be.
Right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another guy. His arms around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. They look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can't I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Turning down the lights, though now he's holding her the way I used to do. I can see her closing her eyes and telling him lies exactly like she told me to. Oh, here it comes. Here comes the night.
Yeah, then I formed a what we call an art band now, and we thought the cover versions weren't cool. And then David Bowie did that. Most confusing, really. Do you like this? It's the Silver Apples.
Sail over distant waters till you reach the happy shore. Walk on through purple flowers. Breathe the golden fragrance. You have reached the final.
the Hi-Risers, who, as avid listeners will know, are the first band I ever played on my first radio show. Is it a radio show or an internet show? But anyway, whatever. This Saturday, what day is it? I don't know. I'm going to have jet lag anyway. Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. One day this week, we're playing in Rochester, New York, in New York State, not Rochester in the Medway towns. And the Hi-Risers, Greg Townsend, the fabulous guitar player and singer, he's going to be opening for us. So that's going to be terrifying. And apart from that, two nights later, or is it the next night? I can't remember. Friday night, Friday the something of June, we're going to play in New York at the Bowery Electric. And the opening act is McGinty and White. So that's going to be a terrific week, and I'm terrified. I hope we're going to be good enough to be around something like this, but I'm sure we will. I will get away with it somehow. We generally always do, unless we don't. This is Another Lonesome Road by McGinty and White. Hello, they've nicked our drum machine.
Burned up
Okay, that about wraps it up for another show. Here's one for thrill seekers and sun seekers everywhere. If you're in the US of A, as they call it over here, I'll be over there. Me and Amy, we'll both be over there, here, I don't know, everywhere. And we'll see you around. Leave all your comments, complaints, and other rubbish on the comments and complaint www, etc. See you later, and this is Dal Shannon. You should know that already.
One thing that we can do, we gotta keep searching, searching. Find a place to hide, searching, searching. She'll be by my side if we gotta keep on the run. We'll follow the sun.
WERS, the worst thing on the internet.